Welcome to Zichud Av Siman Memra Me'Avram Goldar, and today Masechas Chagiga, Daf Chav Dalad, the third parak, Chomer B'Kodesh. The Zichud Masechas Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. But then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Amabe stated, HaRaviyah B'Kodesh Pasal. A Ravi in the case of Kodesh is Pasal. It was taught in a Brisa where Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a Ravi in the case of Kodesh is Pasal? It's a Kal V'Chomer. If even a Mechusar Kippurim, someone who has toivot and has waited until nightfall, but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat Truma, but is unfit to eat Kodesh, then concerning a Shlishi, which is unfit in the case of Truma, all the more so it should create a Ravi in the case of Kodesh. We learn that a Shlishi is Tami in the case of Kodesh from a Pasuk in the Torah, and that a Ravi is Pasuk in Kodesh from this, Kal V'Chomer. Pointing to the Mishnah say, Imnit meis achas mi yodav chaver to tahora, b'kodesh matbil shtehem. If one of a person's hands became Tami, the other one is Tahor. But with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, B'chiburin shanu avo shlo b'chorin lo. They taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the Kodesh. But where they're not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one Tameh. Abai challenged Rav Shivzi from the following brice at the top. Rebbe says that a dry hand that is Tameh makes the other hand Tameh to make the Kodesh it touches Tameh, but not to make Truma it touches Tameh. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that it only makes the Kodesh Pasal, but not Tameh, which Rashi explains to mean that it makes the Kodesh a Revi, but cannot impart Tumah further. Now, if you say that the Chumrah applies even when the hands are not joined, then there's a Chiddush when Rebbe says that this applies even when the first hand is dry. But if the Chumrah is only when they are joined, what is Rebbe adding by saying that it applies even when they are dry? If the concern is that the first hand might have touched the Kodesh directly, then it's obvious that it can make the Kodesh Tameh. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated, Ha'onein and Mechusar Kippurim Srichin Tvila Kodesh Avalo Truma. An Onein and a Mechusar Kippurim, one who has immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required Tvila for Kodesh, but not for Truma. The Gemara explains the reason that Kevin da Adi'ina Haviasiri Asurchin Rabbanin Tvila. Since until this time, they were forbidden to eat Kodesh, the Rabbanin required them to do Tvila before eating Kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to becoming Tami may also have been averted. They're not required to immerse for Truma, though, since they are permitted to eat Truma as an Onein and Mechusar Kippurim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amabei stated, HaRevi B'Kodesh Pasal. A Revi in the case of Kodesh is Pasal. It was taught in a Brisa where Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a Revi in the case of Kodesh is Pasal? It's a Kal V'Chomer. If even a Mechusar Kippurim, someone who has toivot and has waited until nightfall, but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat Truma, but is unfit to eat Kodesh, then concerning a Shlishi, which is unfit in the case of Truma, all the more so it should create a Revi in the case of Kodesh. We learn that a Shlishi is Tami in the case of Kodesh from a Pasuk in the Torah, and that a Revi is Pasuk in Kodesh from this, Kal V'Chomer. Pointing to the Mishnah say, Imnit meis achas mi yodav chaver to tahora, b'kodesh matbil shtehem. If one of a person's hands became Tami, the other one is Tahor. But with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, B'chiburin shanu avo shlo b'chorin lo. They taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the Kodesh, but where they're not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one Tameh. Abai challenged Rav Shivzi from the following brice at the top. Rebbe says that a dry hand that is Tameh makes the other hand Tameh to make the Kodesh it touches Tameh, but not to make Truma it touches Tameh. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that it only makes the Kodesh Pasal, but not Tameh, which Rashi explains to mean that it makes the Kodesh a Revi, but cannot impart Tumah further. Now, if you say that the Chumrah applies even when the hands are not joined, then there's a Chiddush when Rebbe says that this applies even when the first hand is dry. But if the Chumrah is only when they are joined, what is Rebbe adding by saying that it applies even when they are dry? If the concern is that the first hand might have touched the Kodesh directly, then it's obvious that it can make the Kodesh Tameh. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated, Ha'onein and Mechusar Kippurim Srichin Tvila Kodesh Avalo Truma. An Onein and a Mechusar Kippurim, one who has immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required Tvila for Kodesh, but not for Truma. The Gemara explains the reason that Kevin da Adi'ina Haviasiri Asurchin Rabbanin Tvila. Since until this time, they were forbidden to eat Kodesh, the Rabbanin required them to do Tvila before eating Kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to becoming Tameh may also have been averted. They're not required to immerse for Truma, though, since they are permitted to eat Truma as an Onein and Mechusar Kippurim. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Dalad, and our standard Siman is a pitcher, a kud. So here goes. As he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a Ravi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with his one Tameh hand, the Mechusar Kippurim rushed to the mikveh so that he'd be eligible to eat Kodesh. So once again, slow motion. As he watched a pitcher, that must be more in Daf Chav Dalad, God. as he watched a pitcher filled with kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Bey stated a revi'i be kodesh pasul. A revi'i in the case of kodesh is pasul. It's not a braisa. Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a revi'i in the case of kodesh is pasul? It's a kal v'chomer. If even a mechuser kipurim, someone who has toveled and has waited until nightfall but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat truma, but is unfit to eat kodesh, then concerning a shlishi, which is unfit in the case of truma, all the more so it should create a revi'i in the case of kodesh. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i fall off a shelf being caught by a man with his one tameh hand, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that if one of a person's hands became tameh, the other one is tahor, but with regard to kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, they taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the kodesh, but where they are not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one tameh. Abai challenged Rav Shivzi and demonstrates that the din applies even if the two hands are not in contact. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i fall off a shelf being caught by a man with one tummy hand, the mechuser kippurim rushed to the mikvah so that he'd be eligible to eat kodesh, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, ha'onen and mechuser kippurim serichin tefila kodesh avaloa truma, an onen and a mechuser kippurim. One is immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required tefillah for kodesh, but not for truma. The Gemara explains the reason that since until the time they were forbidden to eat kodesh, the rabbanan required them to do tefillah before eating the kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat kodesh, their attention to become tamei may also have been diverted. They're not required to immerse for truma, though, since they're permitted to eat truma as an onen, and mechuser kipurim. So once again, as he watched a pitcher filled with kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i fall off a shelf and caught by a man with his one tamei hand, the mechuser kippurim rushed to the mikvah so that he'd be eligible to eat kodesh. All right, now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. After the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas cafe, that must be on Daf Chaf. After the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas cafe dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of related rulings to the concept of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said that if a parush's shawl fell off him and he said to his friend, give it to me, and he gave it to him, it's tamei. Rashi explains that even at the friend's tower, there is a principle, chazaka in adam mishamer mashav yad chavero. It's a chazaka that a person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. So the one who dropped it is not guarding it while the other one picked it up, and the one who picked it up will reason to himself that since the person who dropped it doesn't know if I'm tamei, yet he asked me to pick it up, it must mean that he's not careful about tahara. Therefore, he'll not guard it from tuma, and the object is deemed tamei. So after the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas cafe dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who'd only done a partial shemira, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that demonstrates the validity of an itirus at the palga, a partial guarding, which taught that if one put his hand into a basket containing figs and the basket was on the shoulder and a shovel was in the basket as well, and his mind was on the basket and the figs but not on the shovel, the basket and the figs are tahor and the shovel is tamei. Ravine explains that the reason why the figs do not become tamei from the shovel is that the cases where the person said, I guard the shovel from something that would make it tummy to the point that it would even tummy something else, but not from something that makes it puzzle. So after the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas cafe dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who'd only done a partial shemira, standing at the keli mikvah and toiling a shovel within the shovel to be used for his truma. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the third parak states, Chomer b'kodesh m'metruma. The stringency of kodesh over truma is, and proceeds to enumerate 11 stringencies. These chomers were instituted by the rabban to protect the tahara of various items. The first chomer is, shematbil and keli b'tol keli with truma of lo b'kodesh, that they may tovo keli within other keli for truma, but not for kodesh. The Gemara on the next off will discuss this at length. Daf Chafal. So the Sim Daf Chafal is a car which Bostonians pronounce as ka. So here goes. The race car driver. Ka driver. That must be more in Daf Chafal of ka. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, which reminds us, the Gemara answers that it was necessary for the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah to address concerns for Chatzitza. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other, one might think that the Chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots which are tied loosely and have no weight would not be a Chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of Kalim, the water caused the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. So the race car driver with the large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, which reminds us, the Gemara notes the Rabbi Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kui with another is due to being a chatzitza is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Chinin Bar Papa, Esther Milo Shanu Khan. They taught here in the Mishnah at 10 miles, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Iwa only counts 10 miles when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two of the cases are for the same reason. That being a chatzitza, statement continues that the first five apply to Kodesh and Chulin Shenasal Taras Kodesh, since they have a concern for Tumah Deraisa, whereas the latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabban did not decree them on Chulin Shenasu al Taras Kodesh. So the race kad driver with a large hood ornament with a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. Which reminds us, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the seif of the Mishnah deals with the concern of chatzitza, the reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one kli inside another kli for kodesh is because of a gzera that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. Dav Chav Beis. So the simon Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Amar's cabby driver, that must be on Dav Chav Beis. The Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him, which reminds us. The Gemara clarifies that a Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amar's because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amar's as Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who were all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from an Amar's, then Amar's would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a Chaver not accepting Truma from an Amar's, for the Amar's can go and give the Truma to a Kohen, who's also an Amar's. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, which reminds us, Gemara asks, who's the Tanna of our Mishnah, the Chai Shel Eiv, who's concerned for hatred? And answers, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rosan Bryce, Rabbi Yossi said, why are all believed about the Tahar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year? That even if an Amar's brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they're considered Tahar. So it shouldn't arise that every person should go and build a Bama for himself and burn a Par Aduma for himself. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, even though his parish passenger didn't believe him that his kelim were properly toivled. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a brace that states an Amar's is believed regarding Tevila, and the Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amar's is not believed. Abai said there's no difficulty. Habu gufa, habu kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealt with kelim. The Brice, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one kli within another, whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a kli whose opening was not the size of a skin flask tube. Dav Chaf Gimel. So the simon Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, that must be more in Dav Chav Gimel. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, which reminds us that the third case on the Mishnah Dav Chav Amvei stated that a Noses Midras Noses a Truma Avoloes a Kodesh, one who's carrying a Midras, an article that supports the weight of a Zav, Zavo, or a Nida, may also carry Truma but not Kodesh, for there was a decree based on an incident with someone transporting a barrel of Kodesh from place to place, and the strap of a sandal broke off, and he took it and he placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the Kodesh in the barrel became Tame. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply for Truma, it answers that the Mishnah of Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chum made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, which reminds us the Mishnah 6 case stated, Kelim hanigmari batahara tzrichin tevila kodesh of olo truma. Kelim that were completed in a state of tahara required tevila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a chaver made them umishum senura dama arts, and it's because of a concern that they became tame from the spittle of an ama arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tuma. It could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for a chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was a matzar for all the other Kugelach, making them Tame. Which reminds us, the Mishnah's seventh case stated, HaKli Matzar of Mashim Asoko and Kodesh Avolo LaTruma. HaKli combines what's in it with regard to Kodesh, but not with regard to Truma. Rabbi Chanin said that this is learned from the Pasuk, Kav Achas Asra Zahav Molei Ketores. One gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with Ketores. Kasav Asu Komashim Akaf Achas. The Pasuk made everything that's in the ladle like one entity. The more it clarifies, Rabbi Kiva might agree that Midaraisa HaKli combines its Kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of Ketores, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of Shiari Mincha, the remainders of a Mincha. And the rabbis decreed that even an item that does not require a kli Mitzarfo, a kli does combine it. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz, plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which step do we learn that we accept wine and oil offerings from Amei Arts, for otherwise they would be offended and build their own bamas to burn a paro duma? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number two, which step do we learn that kelim that were completed in Tahar required tefillah for Kodesh, for perhaps an Amar had spit on them before they were completed, and the spit remained moist after the kli was completed? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, which step do we learn if one of a person's hands became tame, the other one is tahar, but with regard to Kodesh, the person must immerse both of them? That's on Daf Chav Dal. Good. Number four, which step do we learn from the case of a basket of figs with a shovel that a partial guarding works with Hesach Hadas? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number five, which of the women in Onan and Mechusar Kippurim required tefillah for Kodesh, since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to become Tameh might have also been diverted? That's on Daf Chaf Dalad. Good. Number six, which of the women that a Kli is Mitzarf, what is in it for Kodesh, from the Pasuk Kav Achas? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number seven, which stuff to learn why we need both cases of immersing a kli within a kli and the case of wet knots to teach the chumrah of chatzitza? That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we have the mission that begins chomer b'kodesh mebetruma and the first case is immersing one kli within another? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn the chaverim accept kodesh from anam arts, for otherwise the amay arts would be excluded from the realm of kodesh? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn that Ravin said that the reason one cannot immerse one kli within another is a gazera, that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a skin flask tube? That's on Daf Chav Av. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the refuah before the makkah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel Megillah. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn the reasons for taking the Aron out to the public square and for wearing sackcloth in a public tinus? That's on Daf Tezayin and tinus. Good. And number three, which stuff do you learn if Basin is Mekadosh the wrong month, it's still valid? That's on Daf Chafei and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.